Good morning, world. Remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Choose to live it well. This is Prosperity Angela DiCarlo, and I'm so glad you joined me here today. We have been going through some exciting formulations of relationships, relationship goals, and setting up intentions. Why are we here? What are we working on? And what are we not doing that we wish we were doing? So this is kind of a phase where we go through our should've, would've, could've. What should I have done with my life, my adventure, my journey? What could I have done? And what would I have done? So we're kind of looking at things from the past to reflect on what we want for the future. Because sometimes it's hard to know what we want. As I've said in my other conversations with you, that people don't know what they want. However, if we look back on our lives, we can look and go, gosh, I really should have bought stock in that company when it was only a couple dollars a share and now it's worth hundreds. Or we should have bought Bitcoin or something like that. So you can look back and say, I could have bought that house, or I could have taken that job, or I could have been with this person, or what you could have done. And then maybe looking back at what you should have done, like buying a certain stock, but you didn't know really. I mean, hindsight is 20/20. And then what you would have done, like if you should have, could have, would have done something better. Like, oh, I would have talked to that person. I would have made this opportunity. So it's really important to just look at what you could have, would have, and should have done to see, are those things that are still bogging you down? Are they slowing your day down, your week down, your thoughts down? And if so, put it on a piece of paper and write it out. And I'm sorry to say this, but I've done this before where you burn it. If you have a fireplace, you just throw it in the fireplace safely, of course. Or you can light it with a candle safely over a sink or something so it doesn't cause a fire. And you don't want to do it around children so they don't get the habit of it. But it's called a could have, would have, should have burn list. So it's the things that you could have done, should have done, would have done, things that are bogging you down. And if they're still bothering you, I suggest handwriting them. There's something about the mental connection between handwriting something and reading it versus typing it on a computer or a phone or a tablet. I know nowadays it's hard to even find a piece of paper to write on, it seems, but junk mail is great. Use a back of an old envelope that you got in the mail that you don't care about and write it on there. You know what you could have, should have, would have done, or download the worksheets and get through the things that are bogging you down. We all carry some baggage with us, some more than others. You know, baggage is a real thing, whether it's our past relationships, our past regrets, our past things we could have, should have, would have done. So this is a great way to move forward. It's kind of a release from the past. I'm a huge participant in Burning Man, and I actually host the regional burn in Miami called the Love Burn. And one of the great things that we do at both of those events and events like that worldwide is a temple. And in the temple, you release those things that are holding you back, whether it's a past relationship or the loss of a loved one or just a situation that you didn't handle or wasn't able to handle, or the world didn't let you handle the way you wanted it to. So it's releasing it and just getting it out. And the ceremonial thing that these temples do is they actually burn down. So you write down your intentions or things that you want to release and they burn up, which is really an amazing feeling. So let's focus on what we could have, should have, would have done and write it down and get rid of it. Get that thing out of your head. So it's not bogging you down. You know, we have these conversations going on in our head day after day after day. And if they're not supporting our growth, then why are we carrying them with us? All right. This is Angela DiCarlo. I'll be back with another amazing lesson soon. So please write out your could have, would have, should have list, things that you could have done, would have done, or should have done. And don't even judge it. It's not a judgment thing. It's just to write it out and get it out of your way. And, you know, I could have spoken up, or I would have bought this, or I should have done, you know, whatever it is that's really bothering you down. You can start the sentence with, you know, I should have, and then write it out. Bought stock in, you know, whatever company when it was only $3 a share, or I could have or should have, whatever it is, you know, and figure out what's really been bogging you down. It's a really refreshing way to look at your life as it is now, as where it could potentially be. And of course, it has set you on a path to move forward without that encumbrance, without that baggage. All right. Thanks so much, Angela DiCarlo.